It hurt like this until shortly before 10 p.m. when a rather fat, hirsute guy of Lebanese descent burst into Colin's room without knocking. Colin turned his head and squinted up at him. "What the hell is this?" asked Hassan, almost shouting. "She dumped me," answered Colin. "So I heard." "Listen," said Spinkler, "I'd love to comfort you, but right now I could put a house fire with the contents of my bladder." Hassan breezed past the bed and opened the door to the bathroom. "God, Singleton, what'd you eat? It smells like, ah, puke, ah." And Hassan screamed. Colin thought, "Ah, right, the toilet should have flushed." "Forgive me if I missed," Hassan said upon returning. He sat down on the edge of the bed and softly kicked Colin's prostrate body. I had to hold my nose with both fucking hands. The thunderstick was swinging freely. A mighty pendulum, that fugger. Colin didn't laugh. God, you must be in some state, because A, thunderstick jokes are my best material, and B, who forgets to flush their own hurl? "I just want to crawl in a hole and die," Colin spoke into the cream carpet with no audible emotion. "Oh boy," Hassan said, exhaling slowly. "All I ever wanted was for her to love me and to do something meaningful with my life. And look, I mean, look," he said. "I am looking. And I'll grant you, Kafir, that I don't like what I'm seeing, or what I'm smelling, for that matter." Hassan lay back on the bed and let Colin's misery hang in the air for the minute. I'm just a failure. What if this is it? What if 10 years from now, I'm sat in a fucking cubicle, crunching numbers and memorizing baseball statistics so I can kick ass in my fantasy league, and I don't have her, and I never do anything significant, and I'm just a complete waste? Hassan sat up, his hands on his knees. "See, this is why you need to believe in God, because I don't even expect to have a cube, and I'm happier than a pig in a pile of shit." Colin sighed. Although Hassan himself was not that religious, he often jokingly tried to convert Colin. "Right, faith in God. That's a good idea. I'd also like to believe that I could fly into outer space on the fluffy backs of giant penguins and screw Catherine in zero gravity." "Singleton, you need to believe in God worse than anyone I ever met." "Well, you need to go to college," Colin muttered. Hassan groaned. A year ahead of Colin in school, Hassan had taken a year off, even though he'd been admitted to the university in Chicago. Since he hadn't enrolled in classes for the coming fall, it seemed that his 1 year off would soon turn into two. "Don't make this about me," Hassan said through a smile. "I'm not the one who's too fugged up to get up off the carpet or flush my own puke, dude. And you know why? I got me some God." "Stop trying to convert me," Colin moaned, unamused. Hassan jumped up and straddled Colin on the floor and pinned his arms down and started shouting, "There is no God but God, and Muhammad is his prophet." "Say it with me," said Spinkler. Colin started laughing breathlessly beneath Hassan's weight, and Hassan laughed too. "I'm trying to save your sorry ass from hell." "Get off from going there soon," Colin wheezed. Hassan stood up and abruptly moved to serious mode. "So what's the problem exactly?" "The problem exactly is that she dumped me. That I'm alone. Oh my God, I'm alone again. And not only that, but I'm a total failure, in case you hadn't noticed. I'm washed up. I'm formerly the boyfriend of Catherine 19, formerly a prodigy, formerly full of potential, currently full of shit." As Colin had explained to Hassan countless times, there's a stark difference between the words prodigy and genius. Prodigies can learn quickly what other people have already figured out. Geniuses discover that which no one has ever previously discovered. Prodigies learn, geniuses do. The vast majority of child prodigies don't become adult geniuses. Colin was almost certain that he was among that unfortunate majority. Hassan sat down on the bed and tugged at his stubbly second chin. "Is the real problem here the genius thing or the Catherine thing?" "I just love her so much," was Colin's answer. But the truth was that, in Colin's mind, the problems were related. The problem was that this most special, magnificent, brilliant boy was... well, not. The problem was that he didn't matter. Colin Singleton, noted child prodigy, noted veteran of Catherine conflicts, noted nerd and sitz pinkler, didn't matter to Catherine 19, and he didn't matter to the world, and all of a sudden, he wasn't anyone's boyfriend or anyone's genius. And that, to use the kind of complex word you'd expect from a prodigy, blew. Because the genius thing, Hassan went on, as if Colin hadn't just professed his love, is nothing. That's just about wanting to be famous. Fugging next top model, that's for goddamn sure. So you want to be America's next top genius, and now you're, well, don't take this personally, whining that it hasn't happened yet. You're not helping, Colin muttered into the carpet. Colin turned his face to look up at Hassan. Get up, Hassan said, reaching a hand down. Colin grabbed it and pulled himself up and tried to let go of Hassan's hand, but Hassan gripped tighter. Kafir, you have a very complicated problem with a very simple solution.